My brother still cries at most nights. He still ain't got over my uncle's blood. I try to come over a couple of nights a week to have a little chat to make sure the nigga is sweet. I have to remind myself the future's bright and bring a spliff to my lips almost every night. I used to flip a zip almost fucking every day. I'm fucking lucky that I didn't catch an indictment. We see the old days are full of excitement. Nothing to fear with the lads by me side them. And if a cunt was a problem we would fight them. But if they had a good art then we'd invite them into our brotherhood, protect and revive them. I told a fuck any cunt that don't like them. But see my brother still cries every night. He can't get over my uncle's life. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the first bit, we'll keep that bit and never go again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo.
And it kills me that I can't heal him. Protect him like he used to do for me. And when I was outside dodgy dealing, he took the blame and he said it weren't me. But now my brother still cries most evening. I wish he could get over his grief. I wish I could take away the pain he's feeling and transport all that shit into me. Whoa, 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 with my eyes well up, I force myself to get up and I take it on the chin. My mate Charlie, Charlie's under pressure. Three little children inside his little army. But the guy that he's got PTSD. His cousin Tommy died and he can't let it be. I tell him talk to anybody, especially geezer, please talk to me. 16 and we shed a fucking bed. Me, Charlie, Taylor, Leon, Terry, E. And when I didn't have anywhere to sleep, my mate Shay, but yeah, he let me stay at ease. Fucking brotherhood we have is fucking deep. That's how it goes, man, when you come out of the east. But see, my brother's still crying before he sleeps. My nanny had a stroke, but she's still a fucking G.